These are the channelings of the everlasting gospel, brought forth through Alan Michael, the Comforter Spirit of Truth. Book 1, Transformation. Chapter 1, Singing a New Song. How should we start a wonderful book like this, that brings about the long-awaited kingdom of the creation spirit of the universe on this forlorn planet, except to say, hello? This channeled communication from ETI, Extraterritorial Intelligence, is the everlasting gospel. And it comes directly from the creation spirit of the universe through its channels here on the planet. These are entities who, as youth, woke up spiritually in the 60s. At that time, two large spaceships of the galactic Elohim were parked out in space opposite the poles of this planet. Placentia, the new name of this planet, meaning planet of plenty and rebirth. The spaceships pulled in synthesis energies from galactic supernovas, routed them through neighboring solar systems, and beamed them into the new Placentia aura. Immediately, the youth of the world started to sing a new song. Read about this in Revelation 14, 1-6. So let your soul force flow into the oneness of telepathic communion with the universal mind, and come out of the old world, which is coming to an end. Now read the Bible in Revelation 10, 1-11, where the creation spirit tells about this little book. I am the one described in Revelation 10:1 as the mighty angel, a galactic adept, who came down from heaven or space, clothed in a cloud, a spaceship, and a rainbow was upon my head, meaning all of us galactic adepts are of the primary God force of proton, electron, and neutron atomic fulfillment. These Trinity energies function together to create harmony and bring utopian blissfulness all over the planet. Get out a Bible and read all the verses in it that I bring forth in this little book. I am also sent as the interpreter of the Bible, and what you are reading is an exact explanation of what the book of Revelation and other prophecy is saying in allegory. Some of the original script of the Bible has been altered by the satanic force, negated energy, that presently holds sway on the planet. Israel, which means the real people, was and is the action of Hermes, reincarnating as Ramses I of Egypt, who was caused to send forth the real people to start the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a communal system in which all things are shared, and there's only one class of people, all vitalized with love for one another. Yet, what the Israelites set off to do has been corrupted, for reasons you will learn about as this little book unfolds. As you will see, this old political world, its money system, its military, and its judicial penal system are all of satanic power. Satan is neither man, supernatural spirit, or demonic angel. There is no Satan as such. Satan is satanic power, negated energy in consciousness, in our collective consciousness, which, for instance, operates the military under the illusion that on one side are the good guys and on the other side the bad guys. Read Genesis 2:16-17 and learn about the duality of good versus evil. Surely they shall die with such erroneous thinking. Some of the original script of both the Hebrew and Christian prophets has been altered by entities under hypnosis by the satanic forces on the planet. Today, these are the ones who operate the usury banks and the stocks and bonds market. They operate the judicial penal system, punish people for crime and put them in jails instead of healing them. So, what kind of stupidity is this? It is simply ignorance, driven by satanic power, with no truth in it. They also have these phony dual military forces, in which they draft the youth to fight the imaginary enemy. But there is no enemy except themselves. They have yet to realize the military is at its end now all over the world, and also the old legal system. And, as we see, quote, patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels, unquote. Finally, of course, they have their satanic money games to enslave the people, with everyone in hock to the money changers who still occupy the world's temple. All this is coming to an end, as the beginning of the new world is now underway. With Spirit God's help, we turn all satanic forces into a pillar of light, and we do it with forgiveness for everyone. Chapter 2, The Everlasting Gospel. In Revelation 14:1-6, we read, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people." What can be said about such a wonderful book that is channeled from God to bring the healing of the world? No other book ever written contains such truth as you find within these channelings. No other book ever written has given a complete world master plan for building Spirit God's kingdom here on earth. No other book ever written has explained the cause and effects of the solar catastrophe that happened long ago in this solar system, as well as who the galactic Elohim are and what their service here has been. No other book ever written has given the people a whole new beginning to life everlasting. What you read here awakens your soul to its true nature as an eternal being in the universe. What could be more priceless than this? This everlasting gospel brings all things to your remembrance, including remembrance of the eternal universe from whence you came. This is God's promise fulfilled. You will notice as this everlasting gospel unfolds that we keep going over the same things over and over again. This is because it takes that many times for it to soak in and become part of your soul, so you can cross over into the new world. To do this, you must get down off the cross of your old world karma and let go of the thinking mind that is stuck in time, which is an illusion. Chapter 3, Spirit God's Little Book. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book, open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven, saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Revelation 10:1-4. Chapter 10 of Revelation is written especially about me. I am the angel in question, who has one foot on the earth and the other in the galaxy. I surely would not want to take on the duality consciousness of this planet, recorded in my soul body, and then be lost here, unable to get back to the galactic worlds of Altamedia and Altamira, where I and some 2 million souls, spoken of as the 144,000, in Revelation 14:1-6, came from. I am just part of them, and they of me. The little book in the angel's hand is this everlasting gospel, which is channeled automatically by Spirit God through the intuitive hand and soul of the Comforter. Its high spirit gives true comfort to the long-suffering souls here. Also, most importantly, it presents a vision of creating a space-age utopian paradise on this planet that blesses everyone, no one left out. How else could it be in Spirit God's universe? The 144,000 are all-knowing entities in telepathic communion with Spirit God, and, like myself, have been sent here from normal universe to come into the new psychedelic clairvoyant bodies transformed by free love. Verse 4 of Revelation 14 tells that, "These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and the Lamb." This verse, as in all Bible verses, is subject to a new interpretation when the truth of the solar catastrophe is revealed. The true meaning of not being defiled with woman and being a virgin would be to not have sexual relations out of lust, but for males and females to have loving natural selection together so that the hormones of each cross-catalyze and give clear light to one another. And both males and females absorb each other's tired energies and convert them into high energy. Also, in higher consciousness, practiced long ago in the Hermes Isis Tantric Yoga love spas, the pregnancy of the woman is determined by her through mental birth control. At present, the world still doesn't have the higher awareness of natural birth control, but uses a methodology involving harmful pills and toxic condoms. When you as a soul come into God's New World Master Plan, then you can no longer be famous or rich. You can only be of the elite class of the rich and famous if you enslave the common people and use the police and soldiers and government and media as well to protect your oil industries and your electric generating plants, your automobiles and airplanes, and your money. That is, if you go along with the Lucifer Bank, the leading parts of which are the FRS, the Federal Reserve System, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. All of these are in the hands of the Luciferic entities who, as you can see, gain their power by selling money in a usury system. They exploit the people, and in order for people to even live, they have to have dull, boring, monotonous jobs in offices, or do hard labor, such as working on oil rigs, digging coal, or slaughtering animals for food for others. To protect its power, the establishment builds a military murder factory and runs courts and prisons, where it falsely judges the people and incarcerates them in their satanic prisons, and uses the media to sell its distorted version of the truth. Article 8 of the U.S. Bill of Rights forbids cruel and unusual punishment, and freedom of the press is supposedly guaranteed in Article 1. You can see that the U.S. Constitution has been usurped by the money-changing establishment. Their world is all about money, and it is false, ugly, and dangerous to all life. But now, the paradise kind of world which Jesus told about comes into being, almost magically, and all these things of the satanic Lucifer entities end.